My wife and I recently listened to a concert by a duo called Eidolon. They make music with a cello and an instrument called a gitjo, a hybrid guitar and banjo with two necks. As they played, I studied their stringed instruments and reflected on the incredible craft and technology that goes into making one. The gold standard is the Stradivarius violin. Although made in the 17th and 18th centuries, engineers are still trying to crack its secrets. Some think the wood is the key. Antonio Stradivari likely made his violins from spruce that had floated down the river from the Alps to Venice's saltwater lagoons where mold attacked the wood. This opened tiny pores, which made the wood more resonant. Others think it isn't the wood itself, but the varnish. Some violin makers even go so far as to grind in fake dirt to create a truly ancient-looking instrument. Others are looking into the glue used by Stradivari. Maybe, they think, tiny cracks in this glue give the violin its special sound. Perhaps, though, the secret to a Stradivarius is not the wood, the varnish, or even the glue. Maybe it's the way the violin is built. So, some violin makers do everything just as Antonio Stradivari did. They use only hand tools, including thimble-sized planes for copying the exact curves of a Stradivarius. So, what exactly does give the Stradivarius its marvelous sound? Physicist Frederick Saunders devoted a lifetime to this mystery. He measured the sounds from hundreds of violins, ranging from a $5 violin to the instrument of the great violinist Jasse Heifetz. But Saunders found no element common to the best or the worst violins. Surely, he thought, there must be a difference. It's just that my instruments can't pick it up. So he conducted hundreds of tests where the violins were hidden from the audience, but found no listener could with any accuracy tell the difference. It looks like the correct answer about what makes a Stradivarius great depends on the moment, on who is playing it, and where it's being played. Saunders was convinced of this when Jasse Heifetz stopped by his lab. Heifetz picked up the $5 violin and played, Saunders recalls, beautiful music. Yet this answer is unsatisfying. We want the mystery of a violin sound to be explained by wood, varnish, or glue. This is a legacy of 20th century scientific thinking. We always analyze and abstract. But there are many kinds of thinking, truth, and knowledge that are not science-based. Music is a prime example, and sometimes even technology, especially when it blends with the arts. Let me end this with no more analysis. Instead, here's the duo Eidolon with their odd mixture of cello and gitjo revealing some truth to us.